Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Maureen. Meet Kona and Sonan. Wait a minute.
What the hell was that?
Oh my God, that was, Matt.
Matt, what happened?
Matt.
I think because we were talking and she showed up and I just had to switch midstream and I couldn't do it.
Matt.
God. Wow, yeah.
That was amazing.
We never know when the guest is going to pop in, so we were just chatting and clearly Matt lost his mind. But let me handle this. Maureen, it's very nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you guys too.
And there's so much to talk about. I'm just getting the visual. Let me explain to our listeners that you seem to be in a room that looks very rustic. It looks like it's made of a lot of pine. And then behind you looks like lots of feathers, animal bones, I see. What's
going? Not even just behind you, it's in your hair.
And then you've got something in your hair. I couldn't tell if those are feathers or what's going on. Maureen, the visual demands an explanation. So please, please tell us, where are you? First of all, you're coming to us from which part of the world?
Spring Arbor, Michigan.
Spring Arbor, Michigan.
Yep.
And are you in a cabin or a rural area?
I am in a rural area. We just got internet out here.
Hey.
Yeah.
For real?
For real. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a real shit show. And
are you okay? Do you need help?
Yeah.
Well, I hear all these NPR stories about these people who don't have internet, and I'm those people. And
yeah. But you know what? I mean, there's an upside.
Person.
There's an upside to it. I mean, I don't know that Thoreau was quite happy when he walked away from the world. A lot of people swear by it. And so you may decide, after checking out our podcast and talking to us, that you don't want internet anymore.
I started doing some really weird shit when I didn't have internet. Exhibits A, B, and C. So I don't know.
Well, tell us. I'm curious what's going on behind you. What is it that you do? What these bones I see behind you, and it looks like, I don't know, eagle feathers and.
Oh, no, nope, that's illegal.
Oh, did I say eagle feathers? I
you
meant
can say it. You just
can't have them.
Yeah. So those are not eagle feathers. I will point out to people. You're not going around killing eagles. Good.
No.
Well, tell us what is it? What do you do?
So I work for a taxidermist.
Oh,
yes.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the feathers you see behind me, that's my former best friend, Pee-wee, that my mom ran over and I didn't want to say goodbye, and so I taxidermied him with my boss.
Wait, yeah. Just what was Pee-wee?
Pee-wee was a peacock.
Okay. Oh God. Okay. I thought you ran over your friend Pee-wee.
And he happened to
be wearing an exotic coat when you ran into him.
Ooh, very fancy.
No. So that's a peacock behind you that's been taxidermied. Your mother. How do you accidentally run over the most visible animal in the world?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, right. Peacock.
It's a walking traffic signal.
It's insane. You can't. Oh, I didn't see that peacock.
Well, she claims she didn't, but so he really hated her. I think he could sense that I loved her.
Wait, you suspect foul play?
No, not on her part. In her defense.
Who hated who? The peacock hated your mother?
Pee-wee hated my mom and my husband. Right. And
how did this manifest itself? Did he attack them, or was it mostly threatening letters?
No, it was he attacked.
Dear sir.
Written with my own plumage quill.
He wrote it with this. These are his feet. Right here.
Oh my God.
Maureen.
Maureen is now holding up some taxidermied peacock feet. Yeah. Now,
I'm really worried when your husband passes away.
He'll be made into a coffee table.
Okay. Hey, his feet could be door stoppers.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. What better way to hold a door open?
That's a great idea.
Deceased husband's petrified feet.
So, anyway,
you suspect that maybe the bird attacked your mother.
Well, I watched it and heard it, and then
you watched it.
Yeah, it was terrible. I drank for weeks.
How old were you?
It was just a year ago, last week.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I'm sober now, so it's cool.
Okay.
But it was very traumatic. It was awful.
I'm sorry. I'm all joking aside. I'm sorry. I mean, seeing an animal that you love get killed has got to
be
traumatic.
My daughter saw it. Her friend saw it. It was bad.
Oh boy. Yeah. So then you taxidermied. You know, that's got to be. Isn't that emotionally difficult to taxidermy an animal that you have a connection with?
So. For some reason, so that's why I started doing it, because I don't deal with death well. Mm-hmm. So I just can't let them go, and having them around. I know they're not literally still in there, but having their body still around helps me deal with it. And so,
right.
You know, when I taxidermy them, they're still with me, and
I think there's I understand that, and I'm sure that's been no, but I mean historically that's all throughout mankind is trying to figure out ways to keep people with us, and loved ones with us. I mean, the Egyptians did that. I think the Egyptians not only mummified their rulers and the wealthy. But they also mummified, I believe, cats.
Yeah, pets. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So, and they were right about just about everything. I mean, we all live in pyramids now.
Right.
but I'm curious, who taught you how to taxidermy? Is it a hard thing to learn?
Oh, I'm still learning. And just today at work, my boss's name is Mark Ditzel, and he is Ted Nugent's taxidermist. And
I love that. Wait a minute. You can't just toss off a sentence like that. You can't just say, of course. And we all know he's Ted Nugent's taxidermist.
Right. I mean, these are normal things, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that Ted Nugent is a big into hunting.
Yeah.
And is an avid hunter. And uses a crossbow. So what is he taxidermying? Like, mostly, what is Ted Nugent killing with a crossbow that you can taxidermy?
And that you can talk about.
Yeah.
He kills everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, whitetail deer, I think that's probably his favorite thing.
But once you taxidermy one, why do you need more?
That's a good question, Conan. That's... Excellent question.
I will say in really Ted Nugent's good. In Ted Nugent's defense, and you're not going to hear anyone say that these days, but I shot a remote that Ted Nugent was in many, 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 many years ago, and he was very nice to me, and I saw his operation, and he eats.
Yes.
At the time, anyway,
yep.
He consumes all the meat of any of any deer.
Mm-hmm.
If he kills the deer, he does it in the most humane way possible, and then he eats all the meat. And the meat that he, at least he was doing this at the time, the meat, the extra meat, he froze and donated to homeless shelters.
Yes,
which
yep.
I thought was cool.
Still does
so,
it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I know that there's
some political stuff I'm not down with, but. You know,
yeah,
it is what
yeah.
it is, whatever.
Yeah, there are people that Ted Nugent probably wants to have taxidermied.
Yeah, maybe.
Because of their political views. That's not cool. But so anyway, I don't know what's involved in taxidermying. Is it unpleasant work? Is there an odor when you're boiling down an animal? Whatever it is you do. Do you boil them down? Do you put them in a pot? What happens? I have no idea. I'm being honest. I don't know.
Oh. So I don't have a sense of smell. Yeah, I lost it. I had a concussion when I was 13 and lost my sense of taste and smell permanently. So
oh my God.
No, it's really helpful because my shit don't stink and nobody else's shit stinks. So, you know, wow. It's great.
And can eat at any fast food. You can go to a Long John Silver's and have a perfectly enjoyable time.
That is totally right. Yes. Yes.
So, hey, I'll have more of these fish sticks.
Yep.
And I'm just going to finish eating them in the women's room.
Yep.
You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice to protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check out brunch.
That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loudspeaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile. Okay. That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to that do helps. Anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway, and with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi.
Okay.
And then you grow up now and there's mosh pits and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer?
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it's less filling, Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. So when you're there is probably an odor.
I'm sure there is, and a lot of like I work with two Marks, my boss, and then the other Mark, and the other Mark sometimes he's like, oh gosh, oh, and he'll get like a little nauseous over smells, and I just don't.
Doesn't bother you?
I can't smell anything, so I started off boiling heads because that's the grossest thing to get the meat off, because you do when you're doing. They're called European mounts, and it's just the skull. Yeah. And that's probably the worst smell because it's, you know, flesh and when the fur is boiling off. Yeah. Doesn't bug me. I don't, you know, like one time I was boiling a zebra skull and I even tried some of the meat because I'm like, that looks really good. And it was not delicious, but I thought I'd try
it. I'm so glad you said that because I was going to have zebra for lunch.
Yeah, and it wasn't
good. I was weighing whether or not I was going to.
You got to try it.
I was going to have Postmates deliver it, but now I'm not going to order it.
Yeah, don't bother. Don't bother.
So wait, first of all, you have the best sentences. You'll say things like, well, of course, my friend, who we all know is Ted Nugent's taxidermist, or...
Yeah, that's never been said in human existence before.
Yeah, the other day, I'm boiling a zebra's head. Who says that? That's crazy. And then you actually, you grabbed a piece of flesh and popped it in your mouth.
Out of the boiling tureen of boiling zebra head, you just grabbed some pulled zebra, or how did that
work? Yeah, I cut a piece off with my scalpel and just, you know.
I would totally do that. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. A second ago, Sona, you were covering your mouth. Of all of us, you were the most squeamish.
Look,
and now you're saying, oh, I grabbed some of that zebra jerky.
I will be like, oh, this is really gross. It smells terrible, but I could eat a little bit of this. I would.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been around. Yeah, Sona, I believe you. I do believe you.
And what if I'm never buy a zebra head again and never get the opportunity?
You will be. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You have to try it.
Don't, Maureen, don't worry about that. Matt's right. If I'm never around a zebra head tomorrow, cut to next Thursday. Whoa, 3 zebra heads boiling in my kitchen.
Oh, I can't do that in the kitchen anymore. My husband won't let me.
He's right.
He has a sense of smell.
Matt, well, you know, I would never. You know what's weird is if you come into your kitchen, you just never know, because either you're making up a delicious beef stew or you've got an armadillo that you're melting. And who knows? You can't just dip I would not just dip a spoon into any pot on your stove. I would ask a lot of questions first.
Do you ever reuse promises?
Do you ever reuse the same pot? Like you boiled down an ostrich one day, and then the next day, you kind of rinsed out the pan, but not really. And then you're making up some Dinty Moore stew for your husband. Does that ever happen?
No, but I will eat stuff and put it down on the very table that I've just skinned some horrific things and then
I would do that too.
Pick the food off of it. And like, do that in the shop. We're like, whatever.
Is it true that COVID started with you? Is that what happened? Because everything you're describing is what we're not supposed to be doing. And you've got scientists all over the world saying, wait a minute, how did this jump from animal to human? And there are all these suspicions about, you know, could it have been in this southern part of China in a wet market? And then suddenly you're going to see the CDC is going to start saying, you know what? There's this rural part of Michigan.
Oh, my gosh. It makes sense why Ditzel denied COVID so hard.
Ditzel. It's back to Ditzel. What if it all started with Ted Nugent?
Oh,
that makes sense now.
Yeah.
Is he? I'll bet he's a COVID denier too. And he's probably like,
until
the lady
doth
protest too much. Yeah.
He wasn't a COVID denier. He just thought masks were unnecessary because you could kill COVID with a crossbow. I think that was his. He maintained that just one good shot with a crossbow, you could take that fucker out.
He also had a mustache that filtered out COVID like a baleen whale.
He had 40 pounds of COVID in his mustache at any given time.
Oh, Matt. That was good. It was.
That was a good one, Matt.
I haven't heard the word baleen since middle school when I learned about the whales.
I know. Yes.
Wow. I feel
we're
like
all
I
impressed.
Use that word every 3 weeks.
Well, we're not all impressed.
Okay. Conan's
all
not
right.
impressed.
Take it easy.
I'm sorry. I used the word baleen 3 times this morning.
Mores.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But it was just me mispronouncing Shailene Woodley's name. I don't see what that Baleen Woodley sees in Aaron Rodgers. People were like, Dad, it's Shailene. What, Baleen? Is she still with him or did they break up? Dad. Well, Maureen, I would like to meet you in person someday. I really would, but I don't want you to murder me and then taxidermy me. Okay?
How would you pose Conan if you did?
Yeah, how would
taxidermy
you pose me?
Him?
Well, I would definitely pose you nude.
Definitely. Like that's
There's no.
Yeah,
negotiation
you don't
want to
think
this?
About that.
No. Well, there was an episode.
What's your reasoning for a nude Conan?
Well, there was an episode where you talked about the hard left lean.
And
the switched balls. I think we really got to work on that.
Aren't you glad you have Wi-Fi now, by the way?
Definitely. You'd have your hands on your
hips.
Oh,
I see. You could, legs akimbo. Arms on hips.
Yep. Chest
out. I know what it is. It's a stuffed naked Conan with all, with his big old guy going straight to the left. And it's the entrance statue to the Conan library. So it's like, turn
beautiful.
Left here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, go left.
This is,
yeah. yeah. People are like, well, how do I, where's the entrance? Oh, I see what, where it's pointing.
Oh, come left. On. This is, that was good. This is worse than the boiling heads thing. I can't. This is going to be, this is awful.
You know
it's
what?
Beautiful.
He can be clothed. You should be clothed.
I think it's clothing optional. I think it depends on what, you know what? It depends on what day of the week. And maybe there's a certain day of the week where I'm nude in front of the Conan library.
Oh, adults, adult night, ladies night.
Ladies, yeah, yeah. which of course will translate to absolutely no ladies night. We'd noticed that on ladies night, not only do no ladies come, but nobody comes. Do you think it could have anything to do with the naked Conan statue pointing towards the entrance? Well, Maureen, it's really nice talking to you, and I'm fascinated. I am fascinated by what you do. I think I could not do it, but God bless you. And I am sorry about your peacock. I know that
Thanks.
That was, sounds like that was a traumatic time for you, but it sounds like you're doing a lot better now.
Yes. Yes. And he's still with me.
Yeah. He's right there.
Yeah.
Little Pee-wee.
Yes.
Murder victim of your mother's rage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, but I'm pretty sure your mom did it on purpose.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that probably undid your year of
sobriety.
Forget I said anything. Hey, Maureen, really nice talking to you, and take care of yourself.
All right, thanks. Nice to meet
thanks,
you guys.
Maureen.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.